대체대 담배치 선생님 백고노 꾸주신구나 내바세 담배샘 버릇이오
For the sake of all mother sentient beings equaling the limits of space must attain by every means a state of full Buddhahood and for this purpose I shall now listen to teachings on the sublime Dharma so please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner Yes
그래다 고맙습니다 바자비 담배치 주신 참네 그래다 다회되는 인보 지단연비 소대나 다지 중국어 랭 진보성까지 다 중국어지 대단요 난 지된 대련님은 뭐 지와 지수템 마세야 되지 다 대라 아니 단다 지와 전송을 대라 아니 자와성 좀세고 다지 봤음세야 다대 자와동보
Yes. So regarding to the portion of the teachings that we have arrived at, regarding to the section on the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, then within this there are three modes of training, the way of training according to being of the lesser capacity, lesser capable being, the training according to the middling capable being and the training according to the highest capable being. And now we are at the section of the lower capable being. Well, within that it says, we've come to the portion about the mindfulness of death, the contemplation that we will not remain long in this world. And this portion, when we come to how to actually cultivate the mindfulness of death. And this is divided into the sections is fashioned in such a way that the presented within the scope of the what we call the three roots, the nine reasons, and the three decisions. So therefore, regarding to the three roots, we've yesterday completed the first, which is that the contemplation that death is certain. Yes.
다 남친의 메시지 드린 편지. 자, 신안의 체벌등이 대구반이노. 뺀나, 로노노바 터보집이 자침부지 든든데, 바동원의 타주오나, 샤고는 오미시나, 샤르르르네 대여성은 자구바동, 라오. 샤르르르네 드린 체인양바, 타나 드린, 팔체인 체인양바, 총노, 고는루빈 지든 침메통은 지든, 지든, 대여, 도덕 메제라, 삼바데 마주는 지든데 도반동, 대여 접지진 지든 침메통은 메제대. 뺀나 내지도 유린 대연나 대여도 로지보다 대면도 보시는 본연나 권으로 위 잡지 제바시노 디나 니마르레네 제연양배 로지 로지 구소 니마르다 대단 남진이네 단 지방은 이봐지 단 지방 이봐던도 마세는 남진은 이봐요 말이 뺀나다 드림 편지 니마르다 Lord Jasin, the Sino, the Chenin, the Lord Jasin, the Chenin, 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 the 지만아 단 로럽지 지미 제드 센데 유르모 노약에 담지 같이 센데 유르모 노럽지나 아니 센데 노게 자와 몸부지는 거고 주르비 가운데 같이 아니 대범게 몸부지나 바로로 와 근데 나 네 대리나 와지 시기를 삼 대리 파치 시기를 삼 아 근데 중반이나 다 손이네니 로야니 Ani sendi dora ma jiwa chi, chiwi chabshiong chigiri. Tende ni chiwi chabshiong chiwi yinna. Reta, ani xe na yon, tengi bada kukiri. Ma xe na yon, ani tela penpa mato, noba yon mara. Tende yendu, ani ma riri yendu, tering pachi shigiri, tering shigiri, sambi lo chie kwa riri sasumara.
So on the top portion of page 154 in the text here, we come to the section about the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that death is definitely going to happen, as we mentioned yesterday, that death is certain. However, the time of death is uncertain. For example, from today onwards, 100 years from today, then one would, you know, one is definitely, would be definitely be dead by then. This is without a single trace of doubt. However, this period of time in between, one can never be certain as to the actual time of death, whether one is going to die today or this day or that day, you know, one can never be certain about that. So however, if one were to think that I'll be dying today, you know, so it's better that one should be expecting death, you know. Expecting death in such a way that you actually make plan and preparations for your next life. So because if you expect death every day with that expectation of death coming, then this would inspire you to prepare for the next life. So instead of being engrossed in the planning or the preparations for this life alone, you know, with that expectation of a long life.
If you were to hold on to the expectation of having a long lifespan, then the affairs of this life would deceive you. Then then one would not be able, being deceived or overwhelmed by the affairs of this life, one would not be able to practice the Dharma purely. And not being able to practice the Dharma, then one goes about the ways of the world and engaging in a lot of negative, non-virtuous actions. So therefore, if we were to think constantly over and over again that I'm going to die today, I'm going to die today. So our preparations and the actions that we engage in would not be for those that prepare for this life, rather as more of preparation for the next lives. We would be geared towards that kind of direction. So if we are to die in such a way with such a thought and preparation that we're going to die like that and die today and so forth, then this kind of lifestyle is definitely needed. You know, this preparation is definitely needed if we were to actually die in such at any point, one point of time. However, if we are to not die that very day, whatever practice that we incurred, that we actually cultivated, you know, for that day, based on that expectation, would be only of benefit to us, you know, to us, and would not be of any harm at all in any way to us. So therefore, we should constantly bear in mind the thought that, you know, time of death is uncertain, I might die today. So it's very beneficial to cultivate that thought in that sense.
Yes.
Song
So for example, the analogy given in the text is that if you have an enemy that is definitely going to come to kill you, for example, it might be a hired killer that is definitely, that you know beforehand that this person is coming to take your life, then having had this knowledge, then from that day onwards, what you would do is that you take extreme precaution. You'd be extremely cautious. You're constantly on the lookout for the arrival of this enemy because you know this person is definitely going to come and take your life. However, you do not know exactly when. So you're constantly on the preparation, you know, and expect to meet head on with this person. So if this person does not come, then you only
benefit, you know, you do not have any sense of loss, you only benefit from that. However, if this person were to come and you were to be not on your precaution, you did not take precaution, and then this person would definitely be able to take your life easily. So in this way, the Lord of Death, you know, is the arrival of the Lord of Death is definite. However, we do not know when that would occur. So therefore, we need to take precaution to prepare ourselves.
Yes. 그래서 남중에 몇 삼만 내라 손네 그래서 남중에 몇 삼바지 다 달라 좀센 손 이제 잠바는 몇 살은 이 밤에 와 구인이 뒤지 살은 이 밤에 와 그때 좀센 책시 다 잠바는 몇 살은 이 밤에 와 삼바네 제 잠바는 몇 살은 이제 예나로는 Ling Sung and Nonne, John Drummond in Basayate, Loton Tar, Topio, Tating Ever, the Loton, and it shared the Mobon no Panojo Tesso, your Pachin Ever is. In a done Zambinimate, you were chishus on the Imbari. In the tender Sunday, a Jen Zambin was selling it by your Maris, some of your.
So then, with regards to this. Second route, which is the contemplation at the time death is uncertain, then he has, under that, that section is listed the three reasons for contemplating that. So the first reason is that contemplating that the lifespan in this world, in bottom page 154, it says, Jambudvipa, that lifespan in this world, Jambudvipa, is uncertain. So here, Jambudvipa, according to the Buddhist cosmology, is the southern continent of the Mount Meru, which is the center of the world. So we are living this southern continent. Our world corresponds to this southern continent. And it said that the beings, the lifespan of the beings in this world is not definite. So for example, when this world was initially formed, then the general lifespan of the beings in this world was infinite, such as 84,000 years and so forth. And then gradually, over time, then their lifespan, the general lifespan of human beings, came to decrease gradually up to the point when the average lifespan was 100 years. And that coincided with the time when the founder Buddha, Shakyamuni, came to this world and taught the Buddha Dharma. And thereafter, the human lifespan continued to decrease the average human lifespan up to the point of 10 years, whereby human beings will live for only, the average lifespan would be only 10 years old. So, therefore, there's no nothing certain about the lifespan of the beings in this continent. And in Buddhist, as mentioned before, in Buddhist cosmology, there are four continents around this Mount Meru, center of the universe. So in the other continents, for example, in the northern continent, it says here in the top 155, Uttarakuru. So this Uttarakuru, this continent, the beings there have a definite lifespan of 1,000 years. So that's definite. However, in the eastern and western continents, those beings in those continents have almost a definite lifespan. You know, they're more or less not much fluctuation. So the average lifespan of the beings in this world, the southern continent, is considered to have the greatest fluctuation, you know, in terms of sometimes being a lot and sometimes being very little. Compared to the other continents, it has a very large degree of fluctuation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So then, in the text, it continues to say that the lifespan here in this world is so unstable that some people, you know, of the people that gather, the living beings that gather together or are present, you know, in the gathering during the mornings, and some of them by nighttime, some of them would have died already. Some of the living beings that were gathering there the morning time would be dead by nighttime. And so therefore the life span is so uncertain. Then some beings that gather together, they were present at the gathering at night, may be gone by the next dawn. So some people, that's why in the text it says people, amongst the many beings seen in the morning, some are not seen in the evening, you know. So that some were seeing the evening and not seeing the morning. So therefore, you hear people saying that, oh, making plans, I'm going to do such and such things. However, then these, they do not manage to accomplish the things that they set out to do. And those plans that they made or the works they're going to do get left behind. So we hear things like that. So based on these quotations, to remember the uncertainty of the lifespan in this world. Yes.
老给用一把要买的，那些，鸡巴没毛毛，打了包包，亲戚那再来门的用，就送不定住这些，开心啊的用就，自己开始这边的，自己开始过的，自己开心用就，拉拉给那拉，拉到他们面前，人家人都是留不把弄完去，稀松的，哎，那个他，那他当他老用用人，那怕是这个买的什么了，啊，等着交完人呢，那老给用一把咋的要买的，哎。 印度，那帕玛干过，有个嘞，那不会用吧？我那心中个，那毛不就用不着了吧？啊，明白？他等着印度那给用一把用嘛嘞，等着的那给用弄那松动，那个给用一把用完呢，那给我们家把的带过去了吧？等着要嘛嘞，开始呢，俺的接完呢，才说的再买多过呢，哎。 那口碑那个装的给毛不用不要了吧？啊，但看见那这边搞不了装，啊，看见那高什么？那看见就错了噻，啊，等着今年装着不要了，啊，等着现在大给用用一把咱的要嘛的，是什么的？现在老给用用一把没有去，啊，等俺弄些那那咱要买那，用一把要嘛了吧？现在，啊，这咱那把军人不等着，老能老去拿的给，等着用个要了吧？
哎，那第一个呢，咱那要就那个，同步用的等着，哎，同步是讲那，他拆卸给这边的谁啊？弄，啊，装的给，忙不用的，等着人都拿着用没啦，用一把用嘛的。Yes. So there, then the next section
has a quotation in which it talks about how there is no difference. In the eyes of impermanence, there is no difference between the differences in age between the old and the young. So it says here that the essence here is that many people think that, you know, we are young right now, you know, we're still in our youth and we will not die. However, here in the text it says clearly that there is no difference when it comes to death. Now there are many instances whereby the parents, you know, live well into their ripe old age, and, you know, still around, but their children have died in their youth. So there are many such instances that we can see around us. Also, therefore there's no certainty about the age that one is going to die. There's no difference about
certainty about definitely that the old will die first or the young will die later. So if there is a certainty, then you know the old people should hang around till they're well into the ripe old years before they pass away. However, this is not so, because as we know, many children die while they're in the womb, you know, even before they're born out of the womb. Some of them die at the time of birth. Some of them die while they're crawling, the process of learning to crawl, and some die while they're process of learning to walk, when they've started walking already. So therefore, there's no certainty about that. Then further on, the verses tell us that there is no certainty regarding to whether one is healthy or sick. Sometimes we see some patients, you know, chronic patients who have had chronic illnesses for years, you know, completely confined to bed, you know, and then unable to take care of themselves. And then, however, the nurses and their sick conditions persist for years and years without letting them die. And the nurses and doctors are taking care of them. You know, overnight they have high blood pressure and then they die before the patient does. So in this case, you know, there's no definite as to whether one will, the difference between healthy or sick, and whether one will die if one is definitely die if one is sick and won't die if one is healthy. There's no certainty about that. So therefore, you can understand that there's no difference in terms of whether one is young or old. No age difference in the eyes of impermanence, and there's no health difference whether one is sick or healthy. It makes no difference in the eyes of impermanence. Also, there's no difference in terms of whether one has resources, material resources for sustenance or not. Some people, some of the beggars that you see, you know, could be well into the ripe old ages and they're not dead yet, you know. So even though they were materially deprived of resources to sustain them, then even those who are very wealthy, with all they ever need, you know, suddenly fall ill and then die. So then, in the Tibetan society or in traditional Asian societies, then we say that these people don't have merit to enjoy their resources. Even they have a lot of material wealth, they don't live to enjoy it, so they're lacking in merit. So therefore, there are so many examples that we can see around us, and we should actually sit down and contemplate and go into detail about all the various examples that we have seen throughout our whole life, and actually count them and note them down, you know, all these various examples, and then think that I'm also, you know, I could possibly be an example become one of the examples like that in terms of death and impermanence. So therefore, to really bring to mind that this time of death is so uncertain, you know, that one definitely has to practice the Dharma and to not remember that this point is a fault. Yes.
So 가서냐 덴드제는 나조게 노바동게 몸보징고요 덴드제는 군이 되시는 이 밤에 말했어요.
Yes. So therefore, there is no differences in terms of an age when it comes to the subject of death, and also it is mentioned that this is a time where the what we call the time of the five degenerations, where the five types of degenerations are very prevalent throughout our society or the whole existence. So therefore, one sees that due to that, then you know the lifespan becomes even more unstable. The time of death it becomes even more uncertain due to that reason. So beings of these times have very small amounts of merit in that they do not have the facilities or do not go about creating much causes to have a long lifespan. And so not being able to do that, then not also due to the negative karma accumulated from the past, then also due to less positive karma, then the various foods, nutrients, vitamins, and medicinal substances they are being partaken to support life lose their vitality. You know, they no longer seem to work as they did before in the past. They no longer have the same amount of vitality or energy to work on the body. So then, also, beings of these degenerate times have very strong afflictive emotions, very violent afflictive emotions, such as anger. You know, they're very much prone to violence and anger, and that anger rises easily, therefore destroying or diminishing the merit even more, furthermore. So therefore, with such strong delusions or afflictive emotions, such as anger, and with diminishing of merit, you know, then this causes the forces on the white side, on the virtuous side, to decrease in their power, and the forces of the dark side, you know, to increase, to be more prevalent, and to bring about more harm, inflict more harm, the beings of the dark forces, than to inflict, they have more ability to inflict more harm on the people in this world. Yes.
남아 돌아서 버튼 담아지면 로즈 치는 농기 지진지 삼바마 줘버 시바 통 두번 일어 제일라 나중에 이바 대도 지진은 염데 연도 연도 삼나 지위로 지지 차오서 이제 다 롱게 남아다 연나 롱게 줘 다 남 남지 냠부 쉽데니 리버 요데게 다 텐데션도 되거나 또세네 쓰는 주바 치아노지 용거로 이제 텐데게 리 그래다 삼바 맞아왔지 전대에는 자반 내려지 제고 삼바 자반 고삼 대주고 맞추야 내대야 다 남아다 교회진이 된대게는 그래 좀조선에 배자몽부 용요하고 이제 좀조선 고삼 아니 주위에 맞도 고맞어 아니 좀조도 돼 다 된대 용요 된대게는 다 젠다요 자와가래 있는 고삼니 조 마저와 삼바 마저와 된대게 오네 근데 시에서만 몸부 연결하러 근데 대체 종가 저 아요 때다고 주진이 만데 냠도 삼는 동고 여행 말해 그래서 뭐마 다나 가담 기지 보도하게 눈배 나오는 메시와 대체 근데 상징의 종가 저 다 대가지 시발에 아요 다 시야래 대체 대체 과래 성네 뭐다고 공부요 성부래 된대 공부요
Yes. So when one's own spiritual master or a friend or a acquaintance that is close to one's heart passes away, then one experiences greater sorrow as compared to just any other person, a stranger passing away. So at this point of time, we can recall that how much aspirations or intentions that they had, the plans that they made and so forth, that were left unaccomplished, you know, were left behind, that they might have started out on some projects and these projects were left unaccomplished, you know, their intentions were left unfulfilled. So for example, many lamas, you know, write these various literary works such as commentaries and so forth. and these spiritual masters, then sometimes you see the commentaries like unfinished, you know, it says that while they were writing this commentary up to this point, it passed away. So if you're a scholar of these scriptures, you can find see many of such unfinished pieces of work, whereby they started off writing, but you know, never came to complete that work. So therefore, we can see a lot, the amount of work that were left behind by these people, the unfulfilled intentions and aspirations, projects and so forth, and you can count these various examples by yourself, go over them, you know, in your mind, and then to remind yourself that you too will be a subject of death in such a way. So when the great Kadampa master, Geshe Potowa, was alive, he said to practice in such a way, using his rosary, to count the number of people that had died, you know, that the projects were left behind, unfulfilled, and so forth, and then thinking that, you know,
people died in the place where he lived, all the people died, the names, and
yes.
Count.
Yes. So Geshe Poto was counting in his mala, his rosary, you know, all the people in the vicinity where he resided, those people that had died, and you know, the things that left behind, so forth, and we count through that, and then thinking, by using that to reflect on himself, that I too will be a subject of death in this way. And that was how he meditated on this on subject of death.
Yes. So on the la, semi-open nobada, semi-open noba mande, detar, medo memanimba, donje resuva namji, number to mansevata. The luge loses on nobachiba to mani botedagi, and sevi sordon, imbada, so you'll be nobachena, medo memanimbe dongi, retanazo, chisam nine, retanazo, giri don rajeshiva don se de ake. Giri Tonghaji, Tonism Yatuja, say Anon, Tendegger, Ri Mombo Jigge, any Kadusa Taviona, Kaduse Taviona, Sane, and the Kanga Rob, Jideja Sonoji, you are in Bare. In the Tende, and the Tanaba Dengazo, Lamacunyo, Chapchi, Deva Mato, Jempe, Drum, Yondo, Chevina, and the Rita, a day, day to Yamhe de Son. Tender So, Javin de Gona, a talky change in the Shindonke. At the again, the son, non the ching, Mombuji or the Yoruba. At the end, long and Nasa in Nasa Mendra. Read that, two new Masumbayenza, Nazi Mendra, Muma made again, at the again Nasa Mombuji. That Nasa May Zabata and May Saba Sotigoya, at the Yondo, at the again, and Neri Mombuji, which you go. Let's learn you in Nova Reda, Chuyakea, Mezia, Tarinia in the world, Tundoya, Tendagan Juan Nova, Mombuji Yondo, and that is a shape the Sambayena, Ata, Namjing Ibatan Mendu, Kadi, Terim, Sonia, Kadi, Shayona, Sambayazono, and the Lodge Chichigo.
So then not only is our lifespan uncertain, you know, the time of death uncertain, but also that the causes of death are many and the causes of life, supporting life, are few. As we can see on the bottom, page 155, it says here that, you know, there are many different beings that bring about suffering inflict harm in order to cause death. As we can see in the prayers that we do after the second Ahad Sutra, it talks about removing the 84,000, the classes of 84,000 demons or hindrances, hindering spirits, that, or the 360 kinds of evil spirits, you know. So therefore, there are the various kinds of these beings that are simply waiting, you know, to harm us, thinking of, you know, how they can harm us and when they can harm us and so forth, just simply sitting there waiting to harm us. And up to this present point, due to the protection of the Guru and the Three Jewels, you know, we have been able to live up to the present moment. Otherwise, we would...
Since from the birth time. This any time they can eat you. Since from birth time.
Yes.
Since from birth time.
Yes. Yes.
But the Lama.
So since the time of birth, you know, that these beings have been waiting to devour us at any one point of time. You know,
they
could eat us up at any point of time. So due to the protection of the Guru and Three Jewels, we have been able to stay
up till now. Nothing happened.
Up till now. So
due to the guidance, due to the protection, up till now nothing happened to us.
So up to due to the protection of the Guru and the Three Jewels, up to the present moment, we have not been harmed by these spirits. Otherwise, we would not have been able to have an opportunity to survive. So therefore, the body has a lot of other harms as well. So, for example, nowadays you hear people being harmed by spirits, spirit possession and so forth. So these are signs, you know, of people being harmed by spirits. So anyway, other than spirits, there's also animals, wild animals such as tigers and leopards and so forth. These are such large animals that can take our life, as well as the small animals such as the small creatures that have great toxicity, high levels of toxicity, poison. So such that when they bite us or they sting us, then, you know, we die from that single bite or sting. So therefore, also we have a lot of inner illnesses, you know, such an imbalance of the various humors and elements. And then so, especially in this time of degenerate age, we have a lot of new sicknesses that were simply unheard of in the past decades. New sicknesses coming up every day, and also the necessity, the need has grown to make new medicines to counteract these new sicknesses every day. So therefore, above that also we have the harm of the external elements, such as being buried by landslides, you know, carried away by water, burned by fire and so forth. And so therefore, you know, these various external elements also harm us. So by contemplating all these facts, you know, come to a decisive conclusion that, you know, this life is so unstable, uncertain, you know, that one is prone to death at any one point of time, to come to that understanding. Yes.
re mombo jege nazo ta kadu satum na samne de yorba yoya ta tende samyendo kona nazo ta kajin chude ko kajene re ta tanji shoga tende ge ne samya de me da re ma to mone je na ne she go ya so no yoni bare eza le zombe pa ja yonke da tende ye na ende she no yonge yore ben den da jönen namar mı çesene yönzin namniye ge din dönüyorsun ki sen bari da ko çünkü onun kabla ne namı ne metabe ko tesos onun yönde ko ne ne kondan ni mago çesene ni makaje cene ni mago tende çumbare ne 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 ne
classes of spirits that were the 84,000 classes of kindred spirits that were waiting to eat us and so forth. So, you know, by contemplating this way, you know, one understands the amount of threat that one has to face, you know, towards one's life. So one would generate a form of fear towards
the 8,000 in the first and then the spirit possession, they dare just to eat you. They're just there to eat you.
So they're waiting to eat you. So therefore, if we were to contemplate facts like this regarding to the threats to our life, then unless you have a very strong clinging onto the eye, or you know, you were just a someone who is very on a intellectual dharma trip, you know.
Thick skull. How much one here done, but that there's nothing.
Due to strong eye grasping. So, unless you're due to the thick skull, then how much dharma you listen does not penetrate the core of your heart or your mind or whatever. So, and also if you have a very strong grasping upon the eye, then you will not have, then this may bar you from generating fear. Otherwise, if you were to think about these, for example, some people who have imprints from past lives, contemplating on these things, then they generate very strong fear. For example, the Lama, Kunu Lama Rinpoche.
Junior Lama.
So Junior Lama Rinpoche, when he was young, then his tutors used to say that when he was young, then he...
Junior Lama Rinpoche is a guru of the Hisamata Lama's two tutors.
Junior Lama Rinpoche is the guru of the two tutors. Yongzing Nam Nyingi Lama
Rinpoche.
So, Junlam Rinpoche, who is the teacher, spiritual master of the two tutors of His Holiness Dalai Lama,
Ling Rinpoche and Trijang Rinpoche, and also Pabongkar Rinpoche.
So, he was the spiritual master of these three major spiritual figures. So then, when he was young, when he contemplated, he heard teachings on death and impermanence. When he contemplated on those, then he had so much fear that he even had difficulty sleeping at night due to the fear of that impending death. You know, so if we were to contemplate, we should contemplate in such a way to such a generate fear of death to spur us to practice the dharma. Yes.
So therefore,
the causes of death are not only external elements, spirits, and so forth, but it's also mentions in the middle of page 156, where it says that you know this body has also the. No, the top of the page 156, it talks about is composed of the four elements of earth, water, wind, and fire. So some of these elements, you know, are by nature contradictory. You know, they contradict each other. So they're against each other. For example, element of fire and water normally do not abide simultaneously. So when these elements come into collision or they contradict each other, then one comes to have a lot of sicknesses. or rather when these elements are not in disagreement, whether when they're in cohesion, when they're equally abiding, then at that point of time when these elements are balanced, you know, then one comes to have a physical feeling of physical well-being, wellness. However, when they go out of balance, you know, thrown out of balance, then they contradict each other, then it causes a lot of different sicknesses to come and to possibly even bring about death. So therefore, these are like the conditions for death, you know, that are simultaneously abiding with our body. You know, that we are born in such conditions. And so other than the external conditions that could cause death, there's also the internal conditions of the imbalance of the four elements that are simultaneous with the existence of our physical body that could cause harm to us.
Yes.
So then, here Lama Tsongkhapa, to support his writings, that he quotes from the great final Nirvana Sutra. So there are two final Nirvana Sutras, the greater and the lesser. So this is the greater one, in which he quotes that here the essence of the pose a threat to our lifespan. And so there are the external, these enemies exist in the form of external and internal conditions that could cause harm to our lives. And also, then these, so we're constantly surrounded with enemies who could possibly harm our lives or even cause it to degenerate, you know, but there are no conditions that could cause this lifespan to be extended, you know, to increase and so forth. But therefore, due to contemplate in such a way, to remember that the time that death is definitely certain, and the time of death is uncertain. Yes.
말이다. 공부들로게 어른진 통한 대장 진다진진 논의 뭐 논문 논도 마음에진 시다. 말이다. 나도 단다 소원들라 단 지진 노보 모보 요대와 대로 때문이나 늦배진나. 농만 농가 마음에 놓으시래서. 다 농만 농습 침부지. 대지를 마음에 야요나. 다, 그래다 가두시 마음에 쎄, 니바자는 매든게. 지차도요. 덴데 얘도 나도 체제 몸보, 덴데 제와 얘도, 다 농만 농가 마음에도 지고 차도요. 그래서 송부래.
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from Nagarjuna's writings, A Precious Garland, which says that, you know, we are constantly surrounded by these various conditions that could cause our death, you know, so therefore how fragile this life can be. And so the example that's been given is like a brother lamb that's being placed in the midst of a violent windstorm, you know. So since the wind is so strong, the flame is, there's no certainty as to when the flame will be snuffed up by the strong and violent wind. Therefore, you know, we are in such a similar situation as well. We do not know, surrounded by such strong, violent conditions that could cause death, we do not know when our death will actually arrive. Yes.
Then the Yendu, that my neighbor Kavala,
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from Nagarjuna's friendly letter, in which it says that in this life we are constantly surrounded by these various conditions that could harm our lifespan, and therefore our life is more impermanent or unstable than a water bubble. So as we know, the water bubble rises to the surface and then doesn't stay for very long before it bursts, and disappears. So our life is considered, with all these various conditions, is even more unstable than that. So therefore, it also says that when we're sleeping, then it is almost fantastic that we could even wake up from our sleep. The reason being that when we sleep, when we are awake, we usually use our coarse energy winds. We have to breathe, to have this function of breathing. We have coarse breathing. And then when we are sleeping, then the breathing becomes very, very refined, very subtle kind of breathing. So this kind of breathing is very prone to being stopped, since we have we're constantly surrounded at all times by all these external and internal causes of death. So therefore, it's almost like a miracle that, that we did not die in our sleep, that we can actually awaken from sleep. So this is the essence of what it means. Yes. So it's important that when we wake up, to rejoice in the fact that we did not die, that this is due to the kindness of the Guru and the Three Jewels, that we're able to live up to that day, and that, to generate the determination to not waste that day, rather to use it to engage in virtuous practices to cultivate the Buddha Dharma. Yes.
Rota chocho mashiva tano, yala nonji chumba de gavas. Yenza, nago mahanye yundu kona, ane, tani sedeve kabje noa tiji, pat nga saro. Yenza, chen noa tiji nga. Ane, megi shiba naso va tendege, njushi teso nga saro. Ta shiba chumbo jima to mero. Yenza, ro nonji, ta ro nrawo chadi yoro. Rota chojong, mashiva tano yala nonji chumba de gawa so, and in the ta, chichi monyon, la tendida tebe yina, the nonji maybe son or re, the nonji chumba de gawa sumber.
So then Pavankar Rinpoche had mentioned in his experiential teachings that one of his verses, which says that last night when we were sleeping, then all the appearances that we usually have, our perceptions, came to cease, came to a stop, when we enter into deep sleep. And also our gross states of mental... Yesterday's appearances came to a stop, to a halt when we slept. And then our gross or coarse mental consciousnesses were also seized, at the time when we sleep. So there's like only the very subtle consciousness or energy, breathing and so forth, subtle life function going on when we're sleeping. So the body is almost like a corpse, since we're being surrounded by all these various conditions, external and internal conditions for death, you know, it is almost impossible that we could have risen from our sleep, considering those various factors. But now that we have arisen from our sleep, you know, then this is such a wonderful event. So the
the morning body could even crops could happen.
Yes. Yes. So in the morning, the body could have been actually become a corpse in the morning, rather than actually rising up from sleep, could have remained actually turned just right into a corpse that very morning, but did not do so. So that did not happen, and we are actually able to rise up from our sleep. So that's something worth rejoicing. That's Parang Rinpoche is saying.
Yes. Gavanana Deoji, Namakundo Maris, Ochi Sonso, that again doing Junji the job, and you want to put the pens in on Gavachi, and you do it, then look at Gavlani, and then Gav said, Devin Dushino, then the Jayate, Maripa race, and Gavamobotsodi or race, so in Batagi Shuyate Reda.
So here, Namta Kamba quotes 400 stanzas. Middle of page 156, where it talks about again the four elements. So as mentioned before, the four elements make up the physical constitution of the body. Then you know when they are in balance, then their physical pleasure arises. You know, one gives the name physical pleasure, but here and it says here that it's totally unsuitable to call pleasurable, because all these elements are by nature in opposition. You know, they could always give rise to opposition and bring about the cause, the results of death. Yes. So therefore, then the bottom page 156, it talks about the time of the five impurities are rapidly spreading. So Rinpoche had mentioned this before, and we should not repeat here. So therefore we understand that this life is so uncertain, that, you know, simply because there are so many, much more causes for death and much less fewer causes for supporting life or sustaining life. And also those very few causes that could be there to sustain life, they themselves can also be the causes for death. You know, there's no one life-supporting condition that could not possibly turn into a death condition, that a condition that could bring about death. Yes.
Menchibi chedu ne zadong dong ne kong dong chwa da so ba nam chwa la. Te da jo zadong ha jo mong ba da ha jo nyong ba da men chwa ba so men chwa ba nong je ba so da ne kong de ba da zawin du ba da so be gong ne chibi jen den jibi na chibi jen den ma song ne song bi jen men nong ma os. Yimbar da nan zo menchibi che da song bu ne tu bi che de zadong dong nong jo ya. So, 인도에는 선비진이나요. 지진도 맞아 봐요. 말에. 근데 인도 남자들이 보면 봐. 삼고.
So then, you know, for us, then for sake of sustenance, sustaining our life, in order to not die, then we engage in various means. You know, we gather different things. For example, we eat and we drink. Our food and drink is meant to support our life. But however, there have been we gather food and drink, and also we build houses. You know, shelter. Accommodation and these forms of convenience, as well as gathering friends, you know, to support our existence. And this, although these various means are meant to sustain our existence, however, these very means themselves could possibly turn into causes of death. For example, the food that we eat is meant to support our lifespan, but sometimes due to indigestion. Not digesting the food properly, then that turns into sicknesses, conditions to be sick. Then one dies from those sicknesses. And one dies from those sicknesses. Then also, in terms of friends, you know, they could be after your wealth or something, then they deceive you through deception, then eventually they take your life, you know. So there have been instances where people have not been...
Many high and lower people, those... famous people, so forth. Many of them get killed by their friends.
Yes. So many higher and lower people, famous people, people of wealth status and so forth, were not killed by enemies, but were killed by some of their closest friends and acquaintances.
Many of them get killed by their own friends.
Many of them get killed by their own friends. So in this way also, the house that we built, you know, could possibly fall down upon us, or even the planes that we heard of, accidents, car, motor accidents, as well as, you know, houses falling down and so forth. So these various devices were made, for convenience, comfort, as well as a sustainment of life, a sustaining of life. However, they turned into conditions that became the causes, very causes of death. Therefore, one should contemplate in this way that there's no one life-sustaining, life-supporting condition that could not possibly turn into a condition for death. So therefore, by thinking this way, to come to the conclusive decision that the time of death is very uncertain. Yes.
Those airplanes, cars, and so on, all these are provided for one's own happiness, comfort,
yes.
But actually becoming conditioned death.
Yeah, so the cars, planes, and houses and so forth, these were provided for one's
comfort
and happiness, but they became causes for death. Yes.
Rita, namre non roya kavla, chivye chedi shogdebe zon roche, chaade yorwa. Inda tedi ene, nganzo da, chengi marwa mato, ene chiche dama tenrege, namre non roya,
some holy beings, it is said that some holy beings, when the Surmi said, when you enter in an airplane, it means that you're going to die. it's like that. one holy being, one lama, said that when he entered in the airplane, when he's in the airplane, he minted on the three kinds, result of the kaya, then it becomes itself becomes the path to actually achieve the trikaya, result of the kaya. so that means what he's saying is that means so think the lama is thinking of that the death is going to happen, so the maintaining of dharma kaya. That's what it means.
It's
a story of one lama.
yin somba nin chiwe dung du shubba yin bi sombi jing mong yin tere yudeng du merong de yis yin bari da kasi yin son jen yo yin na yon somba kono chiwe chi du shubi de wari yin da son jen mong na yon yudeng yon ma ris rio da yin jawa ka son jen du somba rwa jin ni kiji zam je dong yon me bar chi da shin ji zhong du pang sa ji ju bi somba sen yon chiwe lam chen na chen du 你见所算这边农村的酒吧是你的俺就基层你呢你去一切的酒对吧但要呢彭山是想被落进高丽高丽马上就酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对吧酒对 반반이 지휘던 것이고 세상이 바로
So then the various conditions for life is can become the causes for death. Then in this case, that the quoting from the seventh Dalai Lama Gelugpa Gyatso, he has said that we are the having so many conditions for death. Then we're constantly being led gradually towards the direction of death.
진의 깨지삼시 동양 매발 집다 신지촌도 관사지 주비 손바 세양 지휘 남친의 체도
So, after the birth, no freedom even for 1 second. You run towards the dead, like messenger runs. I think they probably in Tibet, messengers, they run, I think they go, like, I think, past, anyway. So, after the birth, no freedom even for 1 second. one run in the presence of Lord Dead, like the messenger. Now, Pangzal Sundi, making the run.
Pangzal.
No, by running. You run, not messenger, sorry. You run, you see. In the towards the presence of Lord of Death, no. even though you believe you are alive, even though you believe you are alive, but actually in reality you are in the danger of dying. You are in the danger of death.
Then quoting from the precious garland, which it says that the causes of death are many. So as mentioned in the sections before, there are many causes for death surrounding us at all times and within us as well. And there are very few causes that could support or sustain life. And even these few causes to sustain life become themselves the cause, themselves become the causes for death as well. So therefore, to come to a certainty that this life, our lifespans are so uncertain, the time of death is so uncertain, and to turn our minds towards Dharma practice, to cultivate Dharma practice wholeheartedly.
Yes. 임바르다 르 최예부와 달타기 주어 전원 양보선 벌시 만념로야 신전 양주면 노바 친분 그바 세마스보다베 노바는 예단의 정성지관 주변나 지진 탐지지 전문에 신전 나와 있는데 선발에 임바다 나도 르인데 네 다 르 사지 추과 노반 좀 하고 되는 거지 있나 또세다 자는 거지 인국으로 와 예나요 된된매와 류초의 추월진도 냠충하래 인도에는 그래 노바 첨부 먹어와 첨마다 봐서 첨마수 비제인지 근데 신로게 근데 몸모 통주여로 대가 나오지에는 자세 된데 중중들 공부됐어 근데 대 공부 좀 근데 좀 봐 된데 용어도 와 된 다 된 나오지에는 근데 소고는 좀 그랬어요 다 중중 나도 중중지게 근데 정성은 몸부 용주여로 근데 인도 류신도 냠충한 인도 노바 중중게요 아니 소통으로 요리 근데 삼진은 남정이면 삼고
So then we come on to the third reason to contemplate for the second route, which is that the time of death is uncertain. So here it says that this body is extremely fragile, almost like more so than the water bubbles. As mentioned before, water bubbles rise up to the surface and simply burst. So therefore, this body, if we ever had a body that was so solid and you know very solid and substantial that it could not be harmed, then that would be an extremely ideal situation. However, this is not the just like a brick. If our body was solid like a block of brick, you know, then that would be the most ideal situation. However, this is not the case because our body is very fragile, more fragile than a water bubble. So therefore, even the slightest condition, you know, could cause it to deteriorate, to die. So for example, here it mentions in the text, even when it's pricked by a thorn. So you've heard of situations where people, you know, have their feet pricked by thorns, and then something so minute brings about a great infection and huge swellings and so forth, and could even lead to death in cases. One has heard of these things occurring a lot. So therefore, shows how fragile this body can be. Even when the nail goes inside the foot and so forth, then causing infection, swelling, and also death. So in this case, this body is extremely fragile, and there are so many, one does not even need large or major circumstances to bring about its death. Even the minute circumstances, a minor circumstance as this, could bring about death. So in this way, to contemplate that this body, the time of death is uncertain, so uncertain, and one must practice the Dharma. Yes.
한시전에 사도는 뭐 점점님한테 머비스 변도 진도다죠. 타와연의 그 문제 신념 좀 메다 무진찰 시성소. 이 말이다. 직대는 직인로에 가불라. 일단 메인지과 아세야 된대 용기로 와. 일단 메인지과 아세야 된 용두거나 사도는 뭐 점점님한테 머비스 비에서 아니 단대님한테 아니 사르 사르치 에디 제일라는 님만 님바지샤 아니 주는 주 중중도 속감 되는 님만 봐 님만 제바 아니 님만 돈바 샤연도 거나 아 그러다 사탐제네 매지제들로 아 된대제네 대다 자는 거 그래 타와용 되디 봐 근데 다시 늘 차고는 오지 이나 배야요 말에 사다 레저버튼 뭐 대제요 매진에 타와는 거지 봐. 자로요. 근데 나서 류신 양충한데다 은지와 주와 심고 바로 와서 된대요 삼네. 그래는 저와 네바인도 근데 주제 공부 삼고요.
So therefore then Namtong Khao quotes from a friend letter where it talks about the time and the end of the world, how the physical world becomes destroyed by the seven suns, seven blazing suns. So what happens is that the sun that we have right now becomes hotter and hotter, then eventually, you know, it causes the whole place to heat up. Then the second sun appears, and then the bodies of water, then get dried up. And then following that, they have the third sun, the fourth sun, and so forth, up to the seventh sun appears in the sky. Then all of the phenomenal world, you know, even the Mount Meru, you know, the lands, all the ground, the oceans, all get dried up and burnt into ashes. You know, all these are burnt into ashes. So at that point of time, even if one has a very solid body, it is of no benefit to oneself, because even something so solid and firm like the earth and Mount Meru and so forth is thought to be very consistent, and these are also burnt by a fire at the time of end of the world. So what more to say of bodies so frail as ours, you know, and these without doubt, you know, would be destroyed as well. So therefore, in this way, to meditate on the fragility of our body and to come to the conclusion about the uncertainty of time and death, and exhort oneself to practice the Dharma. Yes. So then it says that having reflected in these ways, you should generate the resolution or the resolve that, you know, since there's no certainty regarding to the time of death, you know, one should not procrastinate in the Dharma practice. You know, one should not think that, you know, I will practice the Dharma, you know, but at some point of time in the future, you know, when one has time and intermittent time to practice the Dharma, one should not procrastinate in such a way, but one should realize the need to practice the Dharma right now, you know, due to the uncertainty of the time of death. So therefore, here in the friendly letter, then it says that, the letter to Kanishka, here it says that one should practice the Dharma because the Lord of Death, you know, is a friend to no one. You know, it does not befriend anybody, let anyone go. But all people are killed by the Lord of Death, you know, without respite. So therefore, and also the descent of the Lord of Death is sudden, without warning. So therefore, one should not procrastinate or put off one's Dharma practice till later or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Rather, one should practice right now because of the uncertainty of the time of death. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Java Mela Sombomi, Namji Chon Major, Sonda Dome Sava Hons. And Nimberta, Terrena, Ata, Sendi Legat and the Chogum, Legat Leche, and the Sonning H. Checking in Samano, Tendrechene, Javina, and Tendregamaris, Carriasena, and the Sonning, a Shea de Leviomina, and the Chuchia Ragma.
So then And sometimes, you know, we think that today I have to do such and such work, you know, engage in work related to the affairs of this life and put off Dharma practice for tomorrow. However, if we were to die tomorrow, then we end up with no time to practice the Dharma. So therefore, to say that I will practice the Dharma tomorrow is not a wise attitude, you know, within this context. So then furthermore, Gongtang Rinpoche said that if one to say that one would practice the Dharma tomorrow, then to even to start practicing today is a bit late, Tering.
Gongtang Lama said, the tomorrow, which is to practice Dharma, before that happens, the tomorrow, the time to practice Dharma before that happens, the time of death today, the time of the death, it might happen today. Before the time of the tomorrow practicing Dharma happens, the time of the death might happen today.
Yes. So therefore, to not put off Dharma practice for tomorrow or later, but to practice right away. Yes.
And long dawan de lam de nonge, lecha ji cha su su chen ne, la zong me chu ji chen yang ba, de tam ji lu bi peng de yin su, su ma re. And long de dan dawan de nong la, en jik ding le ga de cha su su ba ji, cha ra ji. De cha su na, en chu ya bu ji chik yin, sen yin de, da, en tam ji lu lu nye ge peng de ge zong nong de re su. En da di peng yung ge le chu ji ya ma ra wa cha ge re su song yo re. 인도가서 추제 나는 남서 제거하는 마도 파스지 삼대야 돼. 근데 로그로는 되고요. 예. 근데 탐진도 비 풍대를 해서 정말.
So one should not deceive oneself by putting off Dharma practice. So Gautama Rinpoche first says that if one were to put off Dharma practice as saying that, you know, by this such and such a year, month, you know, date, you know, by such a time, then my engagement with worldly affairs would come to an end. You know, then I would sincerely enter the Dharma practice at that point of time. So there's no greater deception than this. You know, for Dharma practitioners, when it regards to Dharma practice, one should engage in Dharma practice right away and not deceive oneself by putting off Dharma practice to a later date.
남주정호도 현장가다 뭐라 안내되 정호 이 말이다 근데 파담아 손지 이셔도 야보다 근데 뭐잔조개 쇼교하다 지금 바로 근데 현장가다 뭐라 안내다 배한 로비 신예 공기 세하는 거지 이 말이야 근데 삼다 제다 야구도 내면 금에 되네바 대니스는 인보노 나치 구빈 징미지 공세 나게 구스는 대형대지 지진치 시선 받아서 이다다 공개 임바다 잡어지라 아 근데 담바데 나네 근데 삽다스 단 누보 데보 옆에 감나 나와다 개바 나윤도 주제는 거 말아 개윤도 거나 근데 주제도 말해 제나요 또 배운 거 말해 주 쇼친 부제도 말해 인데 나게 그비 마자 마저비가 류대호 여비가다 님보노 취치스 다가세 에네 나 그네 제로지 덴데 감나 취템베이나 에네 제야 영마레스 에네 인데 에네 취진나 단다로 제거레 센데 송요르다
메시 라마디 파탄바 상게르베
담바 상게르베 메탄조게스나 지바르나
So it says here, the Lord of Yogis, Sri Jagan Mitrananda. So Sri Jagan Mitrananda, this is the, can be considered the same person as what you call Patamba Sangye, one of the masters in Tibet, and also the great yogi Mitrajogi. So that is considered the same persons. So when he was giving instructions to a king, This verse at the bottom, 157, is the instructions to the king. So it says, Lord of the earth, it addresses the hearer as Lord of the earth. So it says, this body, one has this body to practice the Dharma, you know, one should practice it right away. One should not wait till a time when one is sick. When one becomes sick, then one is unable to practice the Dharma. And when one is when one's faculties or physical state has deteriorated due to age, you know, then one does not have the vitality or strength, you know, to practice the Dharma. So when one has this borrowed body that is still healthy, without sickness, then one should it says here to take full advantage of it. The Tibetan word is to derive essence from it, you know, extract its essence by practicing the Dharma. And to not put it off till a time, you know, when one is till later, because when one is sick or when one is aged, you know, deteriorated, aged, then at that point of time, even though one may remember the Dharma, you know, one was unable to practice it. Yes. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa at the top, page 158, it says that the contemplation of the contemplation of this uncertainty of time of death is the most important of the three roots. So the three roots are, firstly, that the time of death is certain, and the second is that the time of death is certain. And secondly, the second root is the time of death is uncertain. And the third root is that at the time of death, you know, nothing else except the Dharma can be of benefit to oneself. So of these three, the second one, that the time of death is uncertain, is the most important of the three roots. And that through constant contemplation or meditation upon this, one can redirect one's mind along the path, you know, one can redirect one's mind to a spiritual path. So, so one, by practicing in this way, understanding that time that's uncertain, one makes preparation, one is inspired to make preparation for future lives. You know, one does not prepare for merely the events of this life, but one engages in preparation for the benefit of future lives. And one is easily able to give up, you know, attachment to the affairs of this life, and to engage in proper Dharma practice. So the amount of how much we can direct our minds into the spiritual path, you know, of the how much we can direct our minds from worldly affairs into Dharma practice depends on how much we cultivate this meditation on the uncertainty of time and death.
Yes.
So all these teachings that you have received and heard, please apply them to your actual practice.